Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're looking at the value of peace with God. You won't want to miss it.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. When people follow the will of God, they find their spiritual lives getting richer and fuller. When people ignore God or rebel against Him, they find what Solomon found in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. To have peace with God, peace within, and peace with others is essential to true joy in life. And this explains our commitment to Christ and to His will. Thanks for taking time with us today. We want to be a part of your life each week. On the evening of January 2nd, 2015, several in a family gathered around my mother's room for the last time. She was suffering terribly from congestive heart failure and could not lie down. We tried to comfort her and prayed with her. And after we expressed our love to her, she said she loved us. We asked her if there was anything she wanted or needed. And her last words were, "Peace, peace." She passed away later that night and is with the Lord. At nearly 96 years of age, she had been a Christian for more than 80 years. Few things in life are as precious as peace, the harmony of body, soul, and spirit, which is essential to a truly happy life. 1 Peter 3, 10-12 quotes from Psalm 34, 12-16 and says, "For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Do you seek peace and pursue it? We need peace with God, peace within, and peace with others. We offer this study free on the need for peace. If you'd like a printed copy of our study and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have materials free on our website at searchtv.org. The Edmond Church will now worship in song. We'll read from Romans 5, 1-5, and explore why peace is so valuable.
Yeah.
Our reading today comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, and emphasizes the value of peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. That's a reading from God's holy word. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful that through the blood of Jesus, we can have peace because of the forgiveness of our sins and have confidence in your promises that they are true. Father, we're thankful that you help us through each day. Give us strength to be obedient to your will always. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll never have true peace until you have peace with God, the God of peace. The peace the Lord offers is a peace which brings us freedom from sin and guilt and provides that inner harmony that comes from knowing that we're saved, redeemed, and reconciled to God. You can lie down at night and know that you're living in the grace of God. David, inspired by the Holy Spirit and speaking from personal experience, wrote in Psalm 32, 1-2, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says about God that you keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. God keeps faithful Christians in perfect peace. Perfect peace doesn't mean that you don't have struggles or worries. You may have some trouble in your life, but when you pray, you can find the peace of God. Philippians 4, 6-7 promises this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, in Christ, thinking right and living right matters. Devoting yourself to the way of the Lord will bring you joy and peace. Philippians 4:8-9 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things, the things that you've learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Oh, we want the God of peace to be with all of us. Now, please take this teaching seriously. What you set your mind on today will determine what your whole disposition will be. If you dwell on the dishonorable, the wrong, the impure, the ugly, what is of disrepute, and that which has no virtue and nothing worthy of praise, then your day will be filled with complaints and criticism that will rob you of any joy or peace. If you miss a day without the joy we have in Christ, the grace and love He brings us, and the hope of heaven, you've missed what really matters spiritually. There's no substitute for a joyful and peaceful relationship with Jesus Christ. Set your heart on serving the Lord. Learn the truth. Focus on God's teaching. Listen to the Lord and stop thinking something is better out there than what you have in Christ. You see, nothing compares with the wisdom and the ways of the Lord. Look to His example and follow it if you want the God of peace to be with you. The Jewish king Asa, rather than trusting in the Lord God, relied on the king of Aram to save him from Egypt. Hanani the seer reminded Asa in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His." Whatever your struggle in life, you have no better support than what God can give you. Listen to God and follow His way. Jeremiah watched the Jewish people ignore the God of the Bible and compromise with the gods of other nations. They thought they could live as they please, worship other gods, and ignore the way of the Lord, and then still enjoy the favor of God. And Jeremiah described the people in Jeremiah 2:12-13. He said, "Be appalled, O heavens, at this, and shudder, be very desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." You can't find a life better than the life devoted to the will of God. The way of God brings joy, peace, and prosperity to those who follow it. Solomon admonished his son in Proverbs 3, verses 1-8, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." We all would do well to trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding. God knows what we don't know, and He can bless us with wisdom that will bless our lives. We must listen to God. Now, God punished the Jews by allowing the Babylonians to conquer them. Sadly, the Jews thought God would never punish them for their sins. Jeremiah 6:13-14 explains, "For from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for gain. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the brokenness of my people superficially, saying, 'Peace, peace,' but there is no peace. I tell you, only the Lord can heal the brokenness of sin. False prophets and false teaching can only give us false hope. They cannot bring us closer to God." They, that is those Jewish leaders, were presumptuous then, And I tell you, some are being presumptuous now, thinking they can live in sin and slander the ways of God. You can't mock God, mock His ways, or mock His morals and expect God to bless you. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord in Isaiah 48:22. When people choose to follow sin, their lives become much harder. Perhaps you remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6:7-8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. The devil loves to deceive us with sin. And in time, we'll lie to ourselves that something God calls sin isn't really a sin. Yes, people still reap what they sow. And if you make sin your way of life, you'll only reap corruption and miss out on eternal life. Let's determine to be peacemakers, making peace with God by coming to Him for forgiveness, making peace within ourselves, and making peace with others. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." When we learn the joy of peace in God's forgiveness, it helps us to forgive and to be at peace with ourselves. The Lord Jesus said in Mark 9:50, that salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? Then He said, "Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Let's consider how we speak to each other and how we speak about each other. Ephesians 4:29 warns us, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear." I fear many never give a second thought about how crude and offensive their speech has become. Ephesians 5:4 says, "Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving." Some fail to speak kindly to others, but must shout with anger. We mustn't let anger cause us to abuse others with our words or with our actions. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." Some folks speak their mind without any regard to how it may hurt or offend others. Peacemakers know how to apologize when they offend. They also know how to repent of their wrong and not repeat it. Peacemakers also know how to forgive another when they've been offended. When a person repents and is forgiven by God, God no longer holds that sin against them. When we forgive those who sin against us, we must let the offense go. Many are quick and willing to accuse and ruin another person, but hardly willing to forgive a penitent person. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6:14-15, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Peacemakers follow the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:1-3. Paul said, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." If you worship God on the Lord's day and then act like the devil the rest of the week, you aren't walking in a manner worthy of your calling. In fact, your behavior brings you shame. Instead, let's act with all humility and gentleness. An arrogant person will have few friends. Let's treat others with gentleness and kindness. Ephesians 4:5 says, "Let your gentle spirit," that should be Philippians 4:5. He says, "Let your gentle spirit be made known to all men. The Lord is near." Now, some people get upset over the smallest problem and take it out on others. Bear with one another in love because the Lord is watching. We all face annoying situations that we can't change. Let's endure them with loving patience, just as the Lord is patient and loving with us. James 1, verses 2 to 4 encourages us, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." We can't change many things, but we can decide how we will react to various trials. We can let our troubles ruin our lives, or we can grow spiritually by setting our minds on God's will and overcoming the spiritual challenge of that trial. Tough times produce patience, the ability to bear up under tough circumstances. We can endure because the Lord helps us endure. Patience helps us become mature Christians, and we can count on His help to bring this perfect result. Faithful Christians never walk alone. Some offensive people are hard to endure because of their evil ways. Romans 12, 18 to 21 says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it's written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." When Paul faced hard times, he said in Romans 8, 31 to 32, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things?" Peace comes from knowing God's love. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that You have loved us every day of our lives and love us down to this time. Help us to be at peace with the grace and forgiveness that You offer, and help us to be kind to those who are around us. And Father, we're thankful for the love that You've given us to forgive our sins. Bless us and be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 9 and verse 6 calls Jesus the Prince of Peace, and that's why we go to the Lord for His wisdom. James 3, 13 to 18 says, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. You can follow worldly ways with bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, or you can come to the Lord and find rest for your souls. You can live with disorder and every evil thing, or you can live full of mercy and in peace. Let's remember that we reap what we sow. A righteous life brings joy and peace, but a worldly life is filled with strife and misery. Romans 5 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And if you desire peace with God, you must realize that it comes only through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no one else. So repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Baptism is an immersion in water. And when you're baptized, God washes away your sins, adds you to His church, and causes you to be born into His family. You'll never regret coming into the Lord and doing the right thing. We hope today's study about peace with God has stirred you to consider your soul. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy of this message, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or call the Search Office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, you can download lessons, a newsletter, and other things at our website on searchtv.org. There's also a schedule of our programs and a map with the location of churches and perhaps one in your area. You can watch Search anytime on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and when you watch, like the program. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. And now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We do ask that you focus your heart on God today by worshiping at church. Everybody needs a church family, and there's probably a Church of Christ in your area. Well, if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'd be happy to help you find one. As always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.